Good. I want to finish up the sugya. This atzmo l'tchias isurim, this atzmo l'oynes, with a very significant comment in the Rambam, a Greek in the Rambam. I believe it begins with the Berach HaShmuel, and I believe it's the explanation of the answer that Rav Chanan gives to the kasha that he asks in the Koivetz Shiur. And we discussed it yesterday in passing. Yechiel was machaven to it yesterday, but I want to develop it barachava. So let's just explain where we're holding in the sugya. We began with, the Gemara says, just to recap, the Gemara says that if a woman would get married on a Wednesday, she would have to be raped by the hegmon before she could get married. The Gemara says that as a result, there was a din. The initial din in the Mishnah was that a woman should get married on Wednesday, so that if her husband found it to be a bu'ula, he would go to Beis Din Thursday morning. Gemara says, B'shas hasakonam, when this event happened, that the hegmon wanted to rape a woman, maybe kalam, so the Gemara says that if a person wanted to get married on Tuesday, le'michu b'yodim, Chazal would let it happen. We explained Barachava earlier in the week that why did they express it in those terms? Why did they simply say, everybody get married on Tuesday, get married whatever you want? So we explained because that would be Chazal caving in to a non-Jewish interest in forcing us to do Yisurim, and that would be a violation of Yehoring Baal Yavar. So therefore, we explained by the Shita and the Agai Sashri that Chazal made an alternate takana. Good. But then, Rukhanan says, but when the Gemara is explaining why, the Gemara is explaining how Chazal went backwards and forwards in determining how they will respond to the Be'ilas Hegmon. So the Gemara at one point said, let's just tell the women that they will still be mutaris to their husbands, because a woman who is raped is mutter to her husbands. The Gemara says, but that's not true for kehenos, and it's not true for those who will be willingly subduing themselves to the hegma. All right. So now Rav Chanan zeroes in on this one line, v'lid v'shlu, let's tell the women that they'll be mutaris anyways. So Rav Chanan says, yeah, they'll be mutaris to their husbands. They'll be able to marry their husbands. However, they're going to end up being machnis atzmon le'oynes. They're going to end up bringing themselves into a situation where something usur is happening, and the only reason it's mutter is because they're being raped, they're being forced. So Rabbi Chanan says, how can the Gemara entertain the possibility of Chazal telling the women, it's okay, let's not abrogate the din Chazal, the din Rabbanan, let's not move the takana, let's not cave into them, let it happen. Literally, let it happen. They're nervous, they can't marry their husbands because they're anusais, remind them, anusais are mutarais, except for a kohen. So the Gemara says, so the Rabbi Chanan says, literally, teach them. That means we are teaching them to allow themselves, the charchila we are orchestrating, what will be mutter. In other words, it'll be mutter because they're being raped. It'll be mutter because the Torah says, ulenara leisase dover. They will not be held responsible for it. They will not get punished for it. Why? Because our nusais are being forced. But how can we teach them the charchila to allow themselves to be raped? The Rav Chanan says, about mikan roim, right? A briskim halach. So from here you prove, right? It's a briskim halach. This is the assumption of the Gemara. Where's an assumption? What's the assumption? That this is mutter, otherwise you couldn't say it. So he says, mikanra, from here we have to conclude that it is mutter to be machnis atzmecha l'dchiyas yisurim. That when it happens, it'll be mutter because I'm an onus. So therefore it's mutter for me to orchestrate to allow that to happen. It says, well, Chanan, but that goes against, or at least it should be a riot to one side of the machlekes of the Balamor and the Rif. Balamor and the Rif discuss a person going in a boat on during the week. And on Shabbos, they'll have to be machal Shabbos to stay afloat. So the Balamor says that the Gemara said is mutter on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Sorry, Osir, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Mutter, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And the Rif said that we should not be making that distinction. All right? So there's a machlekes between the Balamor and the Rif whether it is Mutter to go in a boat and be Machnis Asmachal Tchias Yisurim. Now, exactly how to be Menasech on the next step is not clear. And we said it one way on Tuesday and one way on Wednesday. And I think the Achronim debate this issue. Exactly how to say it. Whether the Rif holds that it is also Lachnis Asmachal Tchias Yisurim, could never be mutter, and therefore talking about a situation where the boat is not to Tekonis HaFashos, or whether the Baal HaMor holds that it's Oster, Elach, and Asmol, Tchias Yisurim. And then we have to explain the way that we explained it yesterday. The second way of saying it, I think, is consistent with Rosh Hashanah, and it's consistent with the Machlokes Baal HaMor Ramban of the Mila case. All right, but that was Rosh Hashanah's aura. So Rav Chanan says, L'chayra, this should be a raya brura, that it is mutter, mide raisa, to put oneself in a situation whereby one will have to be machal shabbos bikuach nevesh situations. Mutter for the woman, in the Rav Chanan's case, mutter for the woman to live with her husband, even though it is dangerous for her to become pregnant, but we'll remove the zera afterward, because it'll be mutter. Mutter to set sail, even though on Shabbos, will be mechal on Shabbos, for b'kuch nevesh. Mutter to be a resident in a hospital, where one will have to be mechal Shabbos behet there, for b'kuch nevesh. All mutter, our suya. Elomai, Rechonin says, but there's a machlokes in the Gemara Shabbos, Mutter Osir. So here we explain. Number one is the Bulchanan in the Koivetz Ha'orais. This is the Machlokes in Shabbos, where the Bikuach Nevesh is, it's Mutter Lachnis Atzmachol Tchias Yisurim. That's the Machlokes with the Duchuyin Hutra. Good? Then we explain the weakness of that approach. Right? This still does not, that's what Bulchanan says. That our sugya upsets that mahalach. Why? Why does our sugya upset that mahalach? How is our sugya kash that mahalach? No, go ahead, Sammy. And still mutter. In other words, the mahalach was that if you hold that pikuach, that Shabbos is duchuya, so then there is some kind of Easter that's happening in Shabbos, and the definition of duchuya is that Efshalakim Shneim, if you're able to keep Shabbos and you're able also to do Pikuach Nevesh, then you have to do Shneim. But if it's E Efshalakim Shneim, so then Pikuach Nevesh is Doicha Shabbos. So here, Rav Chanan argued in the Koivet Sa'orois that comes with going on the boat, who is allowing to go on the boat? It's E of Shalakaim Shneim. So if you hold that it's Hutra, go on the boat. Hold the Chuy, don't go on the boat. All right. But then Rav Chanan says that Mahalach, and therefore all our questions would be determined whether we say Shabbos is the Chuy or Hutra on the Kuch Nevesh case. Says Rav Chanan, but our Sug is the Chuy. Being raped by the Hegemon is the Chuy. It's not that we're saying that when she's being raped, Mutter. When she's being raped, she might have a little mebo. What could she do? Certainly, according to the Ramban, she's being forced. It's not we're saying now it's mutter. By Shabbos, you could say it is now mutter. It's like Tuesday. On Shabbos, the mechaber says you have a cholim a sukkah. You're not obligated to use a kotam. Ramban disagrees. But when it comes to the woman being raped, we're not saying now it's mutter. We're saying now never. She's not responsible for it. And nevertheless, we say, the Gemara says, that it wouldn't be mutter to keep the din de rabbanon to get married on Wednesday, because even though it meant that she'd be machnis atzma, to be honest. So Rav Chanan says, shoda bo narg, it's finished. That mahalach is fried. And he says, do I have to figure out what's pshat? So why? How can we understand our sikha? So we said parenthetically that we could maintain the approach of the Kovetz Ha'oris through, we explained the Machlekes of Shlomo Zalman and Pinchas Epstein. How far does Duchuya go? And then we said that Achrei Kechleis HaKol, we will need this Mahalach anyways. Okay, I'll explain again. So Rochanan, we'll come back to this Nakuda. So Rochanan then says, so what is the Pshat? Again, Kasha, how can we say that it is mutter lecharchila to get married on a Wednesday when that will mean that the woman will be raped by the Hegemon? What's the Hezber Adover? Chil? So what's the Hezber? No? How is it different? What's the Yishuv that Rav Chanan gave in the Kovetz Shiurim? What is the heter to get married on Wednesday? No? Ones, right? That Ones is like the Chemda Shleima. Ones means not happening. There's no Easter going on. It's the Chuya, but Lemaisa, when she is being raped, Lenar Leisasa Dover, and Ones means something's happening, something that we would want to prevent that shouldn't happen, but it's not happening to any Jew. It's not happening to her. It's being happened to her. An event is taking place, but there's no Baal of the event. All right? That's what we discussed in Beis Amud Aleph, Chemda Shloima. And therefore, the Kovetz Ha'oris says at the end that must be the interpretation of our sugya. All right? Now, that interpretation says that we're going to unlink the sugya in Shabbos and the sugya in Ksuvos. What Rav Chanan is saying is, you cannot bring a raya from Ksuvos to the case of the woman who cannot get pregnant, b'sakonas afashas. You cannot bring a raya from our sugya to the case of the Shomer Shabbos resident. You can't bring a raya from our sugya to the case of haflogas svina. Because in all those cases of pikuach nefesh deicha Shabbos, there's still an Easter Shabbos, right? And when it comes to the, which is being pushed aside, when it comes to the Hegemon, there is an Easter Be'ila taking place, but she is totally be'onus. She's being totally forced to do it. When it comes, we'll go a little bit deeper now. When it comes to the Hegemon, she is not connected to the mice. The mice is happening to her. When it comes to pikuach nefesh, the doctor is deciding to save the person's life. He's not being forced to save the person's life. All right? That's the nakuda they want to develop right now. That distinction. So that distinction between the case of the Hegemon raping the woman and pikuach nefesh, that distinction is mukhruf. That's what we explained yesterday. You have to make that. You have to explain this. Why? Because there still is going to be a kasha. You have to explain. You still have to explain. In the din of pikuach nefesh deicha Shabbos, you still have to explain why you should be mutter for the person to go on the boat Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That is still claiming that a person can be machnes atzmon chias yisurim. All of Rochanan did, he said, the two are not connected. But the two still give the same din for different reasons. Right? Our sugya says you can be machnes atzmo to be raped. The sugya in Shabbos says on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you can be machnes atzmo chias yisurim. Right? So the kasha, so the Rav Chanan says you can't ask a kasha from our sugya to that sugya. You can't ask from our sugya why did some Rishonim say that one cannot one should not be able to get on the boat altogether. Can't ask a kasha. But the fact is that according to Baal HaMor, on Sunday, Monday, you can get on the boat. And the answer he gives is nearer, because on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it doesn't look like you're being Deicha Shabbos. On Wednesday, Thursday, it looks like you're being Deicha Shabbos. But on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's still Esh L'Kayim Shneiyim. When the baby has when the baby before the bris and the water spills, so you know you're going to have to boil up water after you do the bris. And the Baal HaMor says, don't do the bris. Baal HaMor is saying, don't do the, even though you'll do the bris, it'll be mutter to boil the water. Because after you do the bris, the baby's a chayla mesukin. But who gives you the right to put yourself in a position where the baby is a chayla mesukin in Mechal Shabbos? Baal HaMor says it. The same Baal HaMor says you can go on the boat Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, says on Shabbos, Shabbos is like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Right? So that's what we explained yesterday. That even if you have this distinction of the Baal, even if you take the Rechonon away, say, all right, we don't have a kasher from our suya. But you still have to explain how you're talking that you can go on a boat on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, if you're going to Mechal Shabbos in order for Pikuach Nefesh purposes. Right? If you can't, and you're going to have to explain that midin de'iraisa. What we said yesterday, the Rav Chanan says in the end of the Koivitz, Shi'urim, don't get so uptight about it because and it's a din de'rabbana, not boating on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. All right. It's good as a din de'rabbana. But the heter is still heter in a din de'iraisa. The Iser is only because it looks like a Mechal Shabbos. Right, so that's what he explained yesterday's shir. Yesterday's shir was to explain that din of when do we say that even in Duchuya there's going to be some point where this is okay to mutter. We're not going to, even in Duchuya, we're going to say that in this case, even though Efshel Lekayim Shneiyim, still mutter. You don't have to be Mechal Shabbos. Because you don't have to get on the boat. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. What's the Geder HaDavar? That's what we went down the road of Shlomo Zalman and Pinchas Epstein. In Pinchas Epstein, we would not know how to be Magdirit. And Shlomo Zalman would say there are limitations to how far you have to go in order not to be Mechal Shabbos. How far you have to go in a Stichuya. Just like the Kohen who comes across a Meis Mitzvah is not mechuyev to hire somebody. He can do it himself. Yesh l'kayim shneiyim. You don't have to become tamei. Hire somebody. Teretz is not mechuyev. So that geder adover of how far you take my obligation. Again, if according to Bochanan's malach, that if you hold hutra, you don't have to try it all. Pikuach nefesh leicha Shabbos, the goy is right next to you. You don't have to turn to the goy and say, for me, because hutra. Dechuya, you have to turn to the God. Hutra, if the water spills, do the bris. Because once the baby is a chayla mesukin, it's hutra. Dechuya, don't do the bris. How far do you say I have to try not to be mechal Shabbos because nefesh purposes? That is the suya. That's the machlekes from Zalman Pinchas Epstein. But Pinchas Epstein would say, don't know. I don't know what he would say. Shlomo Zalman, we pointed out yesterday, would say you have to push yourself as if you don't have to do anything that is drastically different than on a Tuesday. That is a hard getter to work with in certain cases, Sam pointed out yesterday. Or something along the lines of Masna Alma Nira Ke Masna Chal Shabbos. How does it look? Does it look like I'm going out of my way to Mechal Shabbos? Or it happened to me. Alright? Now, before we finish up the Sugya in Lomdus, we'll go backwards and just finish it up on Lach Lamasa. Alright? So now, based on everything we learned, how would you articulate the machlokes of whether a person can take a non Shomer Shabbos residency. This would be Ramesh Halacha L'Maisa. What are the positions that you have to justify, and what positions do you have less or? No, go ahead, Sam.
Be able to justify going with work, the end result of work. Rav Hanan said, you go home usually on normal days, you go home on Friday, and that'd be fine. So Rav Moshe, we'd have to figure out why. Since it's mutter, since you're acting like it's a normal day, then what would be the iser?
Okay, in other words, even if we pass in Duchuy, the Ramah passes Duchuy, nevertheless, how far does it have to go in order not to make use of the Duchuy? So it would seem, since Rav Chaim Zalman said, right now, everything's speculative right now. I'm not saying anything, just black and white. Just, it would seem like you have in front of the Halacha L'Maaseh Svarim. They tell you what to do every single step of the way. The disclaimer, but don't take this seriously, right? You know, it says Halacha L'Maaseh. But don't pass the base in the Sefer. So what we're saying right now is don't pass the base in the Shir. But in order to understand the two Sdodim, so one, the Tzad Leheter, one Tzad Leheter would be, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, there, I don't have to wake somebody up. In order, if it's going to cause him aggravation on Shabbos, he's going to have a miserable Shabbos getting to sleep. I don't have to wake him up in order to avoid myself cooking for a Chayla Mesukah. In order to avoid not having to light a candle, I need not wake somebody up if it's going to cause more aggravation. So l'chayra, however you're magdir, l'chayra, determining one's medical training, l'chayra is less than waking somebody up on a Shabbos afternoon. Oh. And it's more of an aggravation, sorry. More of an aggravation than waking somebody up. So therefore, that should not be considered Tesh L'Kayim Shnei. No? Am I saying it properly?
Him going home on Friday.
Yeah.
Is more intense or less intense than waking someone up?
Well, using Rosh Hashanah's approach with Mamish on Shabbos. But I would say the same thing is true for Shlomo Zalman's approach that one can go home Friday even though one knows that one's going to have to be back in the hospital on Shabbos. Because that is less of an intense requirement than than determining one's medical training. Right? Now again, you'd have to be in a shower. Could be. In other words, that's where you'd have to ask your rabbi. Because it might depend on why one prefers to do Shomer Shabbos training. And it could be because they have a kosher cafeteria there, right? In the non-Shomer Shabbos place. So maybe say, no, maybe that's not more intense of waking somebody up. But assuming it's because of one's medical training, so then L'Chayah is more intense. All right, so that would be one Tzad L'Kula. Will be another Tzad L'Kula? Another Tzad L'Kula? No.
We just talked about picking residency, right?
Yeah.
And now also, when you're already in a residency, going home. Because going home, do you stay in the hospital and wait for a bunch of hours? Or do you say that it's a...
Right, so that is a specific issue. Right, Rav Moshe is Machmir, and Shlomo Zalman would be Mekel.
So is that the same Machlokas?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. In other words, we're saying it's correct. There will be another Tzad L'Kula. One is Rav Shlomo Zalman's tolerance of Duchuya. No? Sam?
Can you say that it's considered Sunday, Monday, Tuesday when you're...
Okay, possibly. Right? In other words, it's when you accept the residency, it's March. Many Sunday, Monday, Tuesdays before, right? Okay, good. So we'll come to the Tzad L'Chum in a moment. Go ahead. No? We'll be another Tzad L'Kula, though. Tzarech Mitzvah. Right? Tzarech Mimekel, even on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Tzarech Mitzvah. Now we're not Mekel in Shabbos, Tzarech Mitzvah, apparently, because that was the Baal Amor. We're Mekel on Sunday, so one could argue, and as a post can argue, that. And again, that would be the hashara that has to be made in each situation with the rab. Is it a tzarech mitzvah? Is there a tzarech mitzvah in, and it could depend on the programs that one is evaluating. All right? So again, the tzadim lekula would be Rav Shlomo Zalman's mahalach of the parameters of duchuya. Similarly, a mahalach would be that I'm not being masna, but and however you explain the balamora, and Sammy's saying like it's like a black box. I don't really know the hezber, but whatever you're going to say, it's not Thursday, it's not Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Or you could say tzarech mitzvah. But again, what we're pointing out is that it's not a blind kula. It's a kula that has to be evaluated whether in fact it meets the bar of tzarech mitzvah, whether in fact it meets the bar of Rav Shlomo Zalman's limitation of duchuy. What would be the tzad lesa? No? Yeah, you got it.
The fact that you can reject, assuming that you can reject your acceptance until the last minute, keep your accepting it on Erev Shabbos. Also, maybe it's not necessarily Tzarech Mitzvah, because in the case of Matbav by Spina, it's Mitzvah versus Rishos, but here there are two Mitzvahs, and you're choosing one Mitzvah over another Mitzvah. Maybe that's not good.
Why is it two Mitzvahs with the boat? What's the Rishos?
Or not going to Klau. We don't find maybe the heter of.
Oh, I see what you mean. One correct. All right, let's go step by step. So one tzad lesser is that it is contrary to Sam's ha'ara. You could say it's true. I sign up, but every time I get my schedule, I'm committing myself to keep the schedule and not get fired. All right. So that I'm not sure if not getting fired is. I'm not sure, but that's what would be one. That could be that's a counter argument to Sam's kula. All right, the counter argument tzarech mitzvah is it has to be tzarech mitzvah, right? So what Yoni's saying is, but it's two different mitzvahs over here. It's a mitzvah being trained place A, or the mitzvah being trained place B. So you have to argue that there is. You'd have to argue that in place A, the training is significantly better, and that better training rises the bar of Tzarech Mitzvah in this context. You go back to the remark, what's the bar of Tzarech Mitzvah in this context? It's a low bar in this context. All right? Next would be another Tzad, two other Tzadim less that I can think of. I didn't say Hachamim, it's Tzadim less. No? What are you referring to?
B'shas
Maaseh. B'shas Maaseh, you are... Okay, that might be what I have in mind. Come back to it. Sammy?
Could it be, maybe just mention that, that for a mitzvah only works, but not when the, for Mila, when the mitzvah was...
Yeah, I have to figure that out. That apparently the Baal HaMor says that on Shabbos itself, one cannot be. So that's really along the lines of what Yoni was saying. And also, when you go in Shabbos morning, so then you are going in on Shabbos, right? That's really so you can't say it's still contrary to what Sammy said before. Is that it's a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Go ahead.
That could be connected to the entire mitzvah as a whole. Meaning, when I'm on a boat and I leave on Sunday. It's let's say I'm going somewhere to do a mitzvah. So even on the boat on Shabbos is part of this mitzvah that started before.
Yeah.
So I would say it's the same.
And over here?
Meaning, obviously, I signed up for it. So therefore, when it happens on Shabbos, it's part of my earlier mitzvah. That's arguing to the last point.
Okay. Good. But that's it. We'll be at Sun Lesser. Okay?
So there's Shlomo Zalman case, in the case you do it every single week, and going home on Friday, coming back.
That's an interesting aura. Rav Shechter made that in a different context. That there's a difference between Masna Levatel as a Shabbos once, or Masna Levatel as every Shabbos. Right, so Shechter quoted that many years ago from the biography of the Chazon Ish. It was a classic biography of the Chazon Ish, and apparently in that sefer, they quote the Chazon Ish that makes that distinction between Nirik and Masna, between Mas lachal se Shabbos and mas levatal se Shabbos. All right. Okay. Interesting. Again, one has to the those who take issue with the Chazon Ish say, where does the decision come from? What's the bait? What's the makor? But that's a horror. You know what else? Okay, so go ahead. But that's only by bris milah. By pikuach nefesh, we make a machshir mitzvah. Because by milah, we machmer and achilas and echol nefesh and yom tov. Go ahead, Ian. Yeah. Right.
So maybe even if you want to say
residency is
a mitzvah, it still wouldn't be dokha like mila.
Because when you decide to go in Shabbos morning, right, so that's all part of the trying to beat up Sammy Sa'ar of the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday distinction, okay? It's the Dover Vito, because Dirshu just began their Mishnah Brewer cycle again, Base Nissan, I think, just yesterday, 2 days ago. So Dover Vito, okay? No? So the two, I would suggest two other possible Tzadim L'Esor. One is that if we're correct in Masne L'Chalos HaShabbos is the Geder of Dechuya, that's the Geder. So and when I decide to go in the boat Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I'm somehow, because that does not belong to Shabbos, that's still the Motzoi Shabbos, it still belongs to last Shabbos, so whatever I do then is not construed as focusing on being Mechalel Shabbos. However, one could argue that when I sign a contract, and the contract says that whenever we want you to come in, and you know that there's going to be a schedule, and it's known that that schedule means you're going to have to come in on Shabbos, so maybe you can no longer say, I'm not being masna l'chalos Shabbos. Right? In the case of the boat, you have to go over to the head of the boat and say, can we go ashore on Erev Shabbos? You don't have to force the guy to do that, but you have to try to negotiate it. So that could be a svara. Again, I'm not convinced of that svara because it's a chiluk without a basis, without a makor, and because even a person who takes a non-Shomer Shabbos residency will still be negotiating with the chief resident to try to get him Shabbos. So there will be many opportunities where he'll say, can we go ashore on Shabbos? But l'chora, the tzad lesor is with Pinchas Epstein. Right? In other words, everything we're and the Sanhedrin of Moshe Mahala. In other words, everything we said is accepting the idea that there is some limitation to Dechuy when it comes to Shabbos. But we take Rav Moshe's approach that says, no, Dechuy means you can't go home Friday. The Pinchas Epstein had said, Dechuya means that you have to take the chair. If there's a fallen live wire, so Shlomo Zalman said, you don't have to take a chair and sit there all of Shabbos, because we don't take Efshar L'Kayim Shem so far. And Rav Epstein said, how do you know? In other words, another tzad le'esor. All right, so one that we're just developing the positions. Lani is daiti. So the tzad that stodim lehokel are that Rishon Mazalman's definition of dechuya. That is the tzarech mitzvah. That the initial negotiation is taking place well in advance. Stodim le'esor are that there is an ongoing negotiation, that there is an kinesas atzmoi b'yom Shabbos, that maybe there is a declaration of masna because of the maybe, these are all maybes, and finally, the mahalach of Pinchas Epstein, and maybe Rav Moshe, that one does have to be concerned about efshel l'kayem shem to the nth degree. We don't have this mahalach of Rav Shlomo Zalman. So l'chara, that's the, those would be the two tzadim in this halacha l'maisa issue. Sammy told me that Yisrael's father has a shir online on this mahalach, and Od Chazon L'Moed, when it becomes halacha l'maisa, we can go back to revisit it. Next, now let's finish the sugya. Now let's finish the lumdus of the sugya. Okay, the lumdus of the sugya. Shifting gears. Okay, so in the lumdus of the sugya, Rav Elchanan says, coming back to Ksuvas now, right? Was the shurim this week necessary or not? That's the question. All right? Then I earned my keepers. Right? Was the kasha good kasha? Was there a reason on Ksuvas to have Gilam and Beis to start learning Shabbos Daf Yud Tes? That's Rochanan's shir. Was there a reason to say that? Obviously, there was a reason to say that Mikan Roim, that it's mutter for the woman to schedule her wedding on Wednesday, even though means she'll be raped. That's Ksuvas. All right? But was there a reason to say that Mikan Roim, that therefore one's allowed to take a Shem Shabbos residence? So, Lachon at the end of Kaives Shiurim, that's apples and oranges. Because when it comes to the woman who's being raped, Leinarali Sasadovar, it's not her maisa. When it comes to the doctor negotiating, it's his maisa, right? When it comes to the husband and wife who are going to be living together, even though it'll mean being Moitzi Zera afterwards, so she won't become pregnant, right? That's a decision that comes to live together. So now, coming back to this aura of Rav Elchanan Wasserman, I want to explain it in a deeper and a very, very beautiful way. And this is Lingus Nagandam. I believe this is based on a Birkas Shmuel in Ksuvas. And the Birkas Avram develops it very sharply. He points out the following. Right, so again, so what's the Nakuda now? The Nakuda now is to distinguish between the woman who's being raped and the guy who's going in the boat, Erev Shabbos. Right? Elchanan says the two are connected. How are they connected? In one case, is a Maisa Iser to live with the Hegmon. We're going to allow her to live with the Hegmon because Oynes, she's being forced. The other case, it's usur to tie the sails on Shabbos, Kesher Shel Kayama, and we're allowing the person to go in the boat, even though when Shabbos comes, if they don't tie the sails, they'll sink. So we're allowing him to tie the sails. All right? Lechad Chila. There we said, not on a Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we were saying, Mamish Mutter. So Chanan says, we should be mechal between the two kinds of oinus. But l'chayra, the way I first thought of it, I thought I didn't understand what the basis for the comparison was. What was the basis of the tzushtel? Is it really correct to go from Ksuvas to Shabbos? Because in one case, the person is being forced to do an Iser. In the other case, a person is going to die if we don't do the Easter. So we're going to do the Easter so the person doesn't die. Is that the same thing? Rav Elchanan says, yeah. This woman is being forced to be raped. That doctor is being forced from Chal Shabbos. We're allowing the woman to be forced, we're allowing the doctor to be forced. The guy who goes in the boat is going to be forced to Chal Shabbos, so he's going to die. He has a cell phone, calls up a rabbi in a different time zone. He said, you got to tie, you got to mechal Shabbos. You have no choice. And therefore, he says that the two should be compared. However, is that necessarily correct? Is it correct to say that when I decide to do something in order to save my life, when I decide to do an Easter to save my life, that that's the same thing as allowing myself to be raped? So Achronim, they mentioned, point out when the Rambam discusses this point, the Rambam makes a very, very noticeable distinction. In the case of Yehori Bel Yavor, Yehori Bel Yavor means that a person, a goy, is forcing a Jew to do Avodah Zarah, to do Ritzicha Avodah Zarah Gilui Arayos. Right? What's the din? Yehori Bel Yavor. Right? If it's not Gilui Arayos Shvichas Damim Avodah Zarah, if it's not Bifrahesia, if it's not Bishmad, what's the halacha? Yavor Val Yehorim. And the Rambam says if he dies, he wants to be a chosid shoita, and he says he's going to give up his life. The Rambam says, Mischaya benafshay. It's keilu he committed suicide. Now the Rambam says, what's the din if the guy does not stand up to the test? And he's not able to. And when the goy says, unless you do Avodah Zarah, you're going to be killed. And the guy is nichshal. Bifrahesia. The goy says, you have to machal Shabbos bifrahesia. And the Jew caves in. He's not able to. So what's the din then? What happens if there's some strange bird there who starts giving him asra and starts saying, you know, if you do Chilul Shabbos, do Avodah Zarah, I'll take you to Beis Din. Right? And he gives him asra, you know, he tells him to close the pasuk. No? So the Rambam says, V'afal pikein, v'bnei sho'ovar bo'oynes ein malkin oysay, v'ein sarach loymrish ein amisan oysay, v'beis din, afilu horak bo'oynes. Right? The Rambam says, even the guy commits murder. The guy is forcing the Jew to commit murder. And he commits murder. And even if there's some strange bird there who's being forced to give asra, and the Jew commits the murder, he won't get malchus. He will not be chayav misa. I went against the halacha. The halacha was he's not supposed to commit this murder. No. Halacha says it's like committing any other murder. It was done over here. He was told, halacha says, even if you're being forced, he can't do it. He served Avodah Zarah. Halachically, whether he serves Avodah Zarah b'ratzon gomer, or he serves Avodah Zarah with the Yehori Bel Yavor, is in violation of Avodah Zarah. In one case, Avodah Zarah, in case it's Chilul Shem and Avodah Zarah. So Rambam says, af al pi kein, he's not going to be chayav misa, malchus. Why? No, why? Because Zonis, right? That is Yesodei Torah Hei Dalet. Ke'inyan she'omru be'oinsin kach omru v'chaloyim. Just like there's a din of Yehorim Bel Yavor when it comes to being forced by a goy, you can also be forced by circumstance, by ashkacha, to make the same decision. A person's a chayli mesukan. The only way to get cured is to kill somebody else. Right? That's what in the early days in the 70s, the first heart transplants, they were minimally successful. Right? Or, yeah, I think Rav Moshe used the lashon. You're killing two people because there are things are different now. But when they were first being tried and they lasted only a few months, they said, you're killing two people. I'm raising Ritzicha Shnei Anashim. What would Taka be the din? The only way for a person to live would be to kill somebody else. Right? But Kol is misrapping. Any other Iser except for Gili Arosh Vichas Damim and Avodah Zarah. Person has to go to an Asherah. He's told that we have a great track record. That if you go to this pagan Avodah Zarah in the middle of Tibet, Everybody's gone there, God cured. He says what he has to say to the guy sitting in front of the Asherah, says the incantation, gets cured. So, Vakol Misraf and Chutz, Mevet Azara. Okay, he said, Mishacholo, Benotum Lumbus, Vamar Reich, Mishrafasi, Bedor, Ploini, Misurin, Shavatara, Oysen. Doctor says it's treif, it's chomitz and pesach, it's nevela, mutter, mutter, mutter. Right? Umisrap and mecholi yisurin shebetor v'mokim sakon achutz, aber it's kerechom gili rosh v'chus damim. Now what happens if a guy is not, does not, cannot take the challenge? The person is nishol. And he goes to Tibet, and he serves the Avodah Zarah, and that happens to be also a strange bird there who gives him asra for serving the Avodah Zarah. And so I'll take it at Beis Din. What's the din? If Omar minis rape, oin shenoise, Beis Din, oinish aroi loi. In this case, the Rambam says, sorry, buddy. He commissioned the doctors he used, Ritzeach, another person, in order to be able to get the organ. To save his life. Here the Rambam says, Omar minis rape, then it's only a, what do we call it? It's a short-term value, because he'll come to Beis, and Beis will punish him. Give him Malkus if it's Malkus. Give him Mitzicha, give him a Misa if it's a Misa. What's the difference? What happened over here? It's pretty much the same din. Rochon is Kasha. Right? In one case, the Rambam says, if you cave in to the Anos who's a guy, Uranus. And you cave in to the Refuah situation, it's the same Anos. It's the same Heter. Right? P'kuach Nefesh Doicha. Elamai, the Torah said, in these cases, P'kuach Nefesh not Doicha. Gilei Roshich is Damim and Gilei Royas. So why in one case the Rambam say that if you cave in, Chayev, Misa, in the other case, you're an Onos. Why isn't this guy also an Onos? The doctor told me he's going to die if he doesn't go to Tibet. No? So it says the Chachmei Brisk, Baruch Shmuel says, you can't row him, and you see, it's not the same matter. It's not the same deal. It's the same Bikuach Nefesh? No, it's not the same. Because when the person subjects himself to the goy who's an anos, that ulinarali sasadovar. But when he tries to cure himself, that's v'chayben. It's two separate halachas. In one case, the Torah says v'chayben, you have to do everything you can to live, but v'chayben is limited. No heter v'chaybem. There's the heter v'chaybem for chometz, for nevela, for Shabbos, for, but there's no heter for v'chaybem and gilroy shvichus damim and avodah zarah. In the case of the anos, when the goy is forcing, so there it's a lenaros asadov. It's not your maisa. Isn't that gorgeous? He says when it comes to lenaros asadov, it's tichem d'shloimem. It's not your maisa. The woman got raped. She's not. It's not hers. But when it comes to the refuah case, the Torah didn't say it's not yours. The Torah said, v'chayvem, but here we don't say v'chayvem. It says in Birkas Avraham, we can say, we can explain it very, very well. Because in the case of Omer and Esrapa, the person's making a willing decision. He made this, he's making a cheshbon. Right? The cheshbon is, I need a refuah. So I will serve Avodah Zarah to get the refuah. Right? In the case of the Anas, so there, he's not actively pursuing the refuah. He's trying to make sure he doesn't get killed. He's doing the Avodah Zarah not to get killed. Over here, he is the Rotzon of refuah is it is a more nuanced rotzon than the rotzon of not getting killed by doing the avodah zarah. All right. So again, let's explain a little bit better. At first glance, it's hard to understand this. But l'chor, what he's saying is that the decision-making process of a person when the guy is going to shoot him, unless he shoots, when the guy is going to kill him, when the hegemon rapes the woman, that's a very, very brief decision-making process. It's not nuanced b'chlau. So you can say, it's not his ma'isa. But when the person decides, hears that there's a refuah, and the refuah is of a zara, and he has to decide, does he want to take the chance, does he want to be over the Yisr, there's enough of a difference that you can't say, enough that you can't say it's not his ma'isa. So come back to Rav Chanan. So now, Rav Chanan's kasha is miyushit. And this is really Rav Chanan's teretz. It's just we're just explaining about Chava with a gevaldik gevay from Rambam. Rav Chanan's teretz is that when it comes to the case of the woman who's being raped by the hegemon, so the heter for her to be raped is lanari sasa davar. So there you can say validrishly, you can tell her, look, if it happens, it's not you. If you get raped, it's not your isur. It's not sharti. The ma'isa onus. He's in the whole thing. B'meila, the Mulchanan says, our Gemara is willing to say, he can do a chachila. But when it comes to aflogas asvinam, and the person, and what we're saying is, there's going to be a mitzvah v'chai b'hem, and then there'll be a pikuach nefesh, and the mitzvah v'chai b'hem says you can do the ma'isa isur. It's your ma'isa isur. It's your ma'isa isur beheter. The woman who's getting raped, it's not her ma'isa isur, not her. Totally being raped. It's almost like, it's like very similar to a tarak oil misfar. Not quite the same, but very similar. But when it comes to the haflogah svina, that's a nuanced decision. So just because our Gemara says validrishlu doesn't mean that we're going to be matir the case of Bikach Nefesh. Just because we say that legabel the heter of lenar l'sasa dover, call it heter because Rashi Beis Melel calls it heter, Gilam Melel, doesn't mean that the din of v'chaybem, v'chaybem means, I'll show you a beautiful masmer for this approach. I just thought of it. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. Perek Beis, Hilchos Shabbos, Rambam writes, Duchuy Shabbos Eitzel Kodesh Poshes, but that's not what I want. It's the Perek. Kishe Oysim. V'osu l'smamei b'chilu Shabbos l'choy l'shish v'sakona. Shenemar ar sheyas osu odem b'chai b'hem v'lo sheyom muspeh. Person who has to b'chal Shabbos to save his life, you say v'chai b'hem. Ha'lamadat ha'shein mishpatei ha'ter n'ikoma v'olam el l'rach v'chetz v'sholam b'olam. So b'chai b'hem is a din. It's a din that speaks to the yesod of Torah that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live. The Torah is rachman v'chetim shalom, and not those who say that it's chukim lo tov mishpatim lo yichud. So b'chayvim is a different kind of a matir. The matir of l'nav says that means that you're ma'isa. B'chayvim, it is my ma'isa. For cared when a person machalo shabbos b'kuch nefesh, you're mekayim b'chayvim according to Rambam. Because the whole point is, one of the issues is because you want to demonstrate Kadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanus. So you can't say Lenaris has a dover. Person is could lose his life if he's not Machal Shabbos. So the decision of Machal Shabbos is not, unless I die, I don't want to die. I'm being an onus. There's not my mice. I care, the Rambam says. No, it is your decision. It is your mice because there's a mitzvah v'chayvem. And the mitzvah v'chayvem is all linked up with showing that the Torah is a Torah rachmanos. So it comes to the three averus v'chayvem is exhausted. It doesn't apply. But that's what we're pointing out, that the inyan of refuah is not, even though it's in the same parak, halachas are transferred from one to the other, but they're essentially two different halachas. And that's the nukuda that Rabbi Chanan comes close to saying in the Kovitz Shurim, and we can be marchim and explain that deeper through the Birka Shmuel, and very beautifully phrased by the Birka Zavron based on this Birka Zavron. Good, Sammy. The Rambam says duchuyis. I would say fakert. Even though you think it's very good, I say fakert because according to Rambam, yeah, the Rambam is more pal than I. We don't know whether it's duchuy hutra. It's both lashonis. We explained yesterday based on Shlomo Zalman, a beautiful mahalach. But according to Rambam, the Rambam says duchuya because the Rambam says the Easter Shabbos is there. The mitzvah of chay v'em is to violate Shabbos. That's a mitzvah. Also, l'smameya, one cannot delay. Well, I once said in this Rambam the following Torah. Also, l'smameya v'chilul Shabbos. If a person, if it's a Tuesday, and there's a guy who's dying, and the person's not moved to take care of it quickly, so he's over l'samad amriyecha, right? If a person, if it's Shabbos, and the guy starts thinking, Shabbos, I'm not sure, maybe I can get something to do this. So he's not only being over the Samad Damariyachah, he's also being over the Chaybeh. Because why? Because in addition to harming this other person, he's also being Mechal Hashem, Mechal Torah, because he's announcing Kibbutz the Torah is not a Torah Rachmanis. It's a separate din, a separate Easter. To delay with Chilul Shabbos, so something comes around. All right, so Ad Kan, the sugya of Oynes. All right, Sunday Mirtz Hashem. So the beginning now, the 2:22, and the rest of the other Zman and Nisan Zman. So we will. It'll be up to you. But I want to do some in Yali Pesach. I'm happy to go weiter and say a shir on discuss the Aninas Avelos. It's also very interesting, and it's and then after Pesach Mirtz Hashem. We'll start Daf Tes. The importance of learning in Yonei Pesach, so that it's gewalding that we're still holding in Ksuvos. When my buddies come from Eretz Yisrael to get Mois Chitim, they are amazed that the yeshiva is still fully functioning. They can't believe the base of marriage is still going on. So I'll come back in January 1st. So that's to maintain the Hemshecha Halim, it is Gvaldig, and we'll go weiter. I think it's great. And we should also begin to think about what we're going to be doing Bein Hazmanim. I would suggest taking one sugya that we've learned, chazering it, writing it up, and it'd be a good it'd be a way to stay in the Inyan and a good chazara. And but in addition to that, there's a difference between a Yom Tov where a person comes into the Yom Tov stopping at Ksuvos Daf Dalet and maybe learning some Mishneh Berurah and maybe some Kitzuri Halachos, and a person who's involved in the Limud, in the Sugya of, which is a different kind of a Yom Tov. I speak from my own experiences. A different kind of a Yom Tov. When the hachana for Yom Tov includes some limud be'iyun of the sugya of Pesach, Pesach the Pesach, the different because it's the person's person has begun the preparation in a much deeper preparation. That's why it's important also to switch gears a little bit and to do some hachanas in learning as well. So with the few we have left, is there? I'm going to open up the one particular topic we can discuss briefly now, and then we'll continue next week. Go ahead.
How's it work with selling a dorm room?
Selling a dorm room, now with the financial state of NYU, might be very, 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 very welcome. So you get a good price, tell the president. Legally, you cannot sell your dorm room. You can, the dorm itself, I'm not sure what happens with the dorm room. You don't own the dorm room. So you can only let's say you have an apartment. So you can sublease the apartment to a guy, right? As long as it says so in the lease, then you're allowed to sublease it. If you're not allowed to sublease it, there's legal opinion that the prohibition that it would still be legal to sublease it to a non-Jew and not take up residence. All right, but let's just unravel this a little bit. There are two separate issues. One issue is not owning chametz, when it fulfills not owning chametz by getting rid of chametz by doing bitul, and the last few hundred years by selling any chametz that's around. And once when a sold one's chametz, and that irrespective of where you are, whether you're in the dorm or an apartment or your parents' house, if chametz in Eretz Yisrael, you sell the chametz. Now there's another din. There's a din of doing bedika in any place of residence. All right? And place of residence is determined by Purim. Any place of residence from Purim on is requiring bedika. Pashtus, even if you won't be there for Pesach. All right? So the answer to your question would be, sell your chametz. Yeshiva allows you to sell chametz in the dormitory. They will give access to the goy somehow if he wants over Pesach. And if you're in an apartment, sell your chametz there. Now, in addition, I have to do bedikas chametz. So in my dorm room, I have to do bedikas chametz because I'm there now. Since Pesach, Shloshim Yom Kodem, so I have to do bedika. Fine. Who does bedika? So everybody does bedika on their area in the dorm room. And the last guy out does bedika on all common areas. Why? Because if there's a common area, the kitchen, so it doesn't make sense for me to... I'm leaving Wednesday. My neighbor is leaving Thursday. Right? It doesn't make sense for me to do bedikah on Wednesdays and somebody's in the kitchen on Thursdays. What's the bedikah? So the last day out has to do the common area. Unless they arrange amongst themselves that the common area will not be used after the bedikah of the earlier exit. Alright? So then Benosaf Lazeh, there is an approach that is nowadays much more practiced than before. Is there a way that I am free of doing this bedikah? Let's say I'm paying thousands and thousands of dollars to go to a program for Pesach, right? And one of the things I want to accomplish is that we don't have to clean up the house for Pesach. Is that true? Does it work? According to the Gemara, I was there every Pesach. I was there within Shloshim Yom Kippur. So there is an approach of the Chassam Sofer that the Mishnah Berurah records that says the following chiddush. That when the Gemara says that if I'm in a place shloishim yom koidem, I'm obligated to do the bedika, that is if that place is still mine over Pesach. And that's if, even if I don't access the place, but it's still mine. But if it's not mine over Pesach, al zelei nemar. There is no Gemara that says that if I'm not in a place, if I'm not going to be in this place over Pesach, then I have to do bedikah and prepare it kilo I was there, even though I was there shloshim kodem. There is no gemara that says that if I own the place. So there is an approach that, again, is much debated. There were those who said, no, the gemara says shloshim yom kodem, bedikah is chal already. That's the lumbus. The lumbus is what the gemara says 30 days before it's in a place after Purim, you have to do bedikah. What does that mean? Does that mean v'chiyya bedika was chal on Purim? So no matter what I do, I have v'chiyya bedika. I can sell it 10 times to a guy. I have v'chiyya bedika. Or, Chassam Sofer says, no, The chiyuv bedika is really chal Thursday night. And it's chal in all places that you own. And even and that chiyuv bedika is bumped back to Purim, but it's still all contingent on owning the place over Pesach. But if I don't own the place over Pesach, then I'm not mechuyev in the bedika. So that approach with the Mishtamur accepts of the Chassam Sofer would yield the following leniency. That if a person is not going to be home the entirety of Pesach, so then we sublet the house, or sublet the apartment, and therefore no chiyuv bedika is required. However, it has to be subleased by Thursday night, because that was the longest. When is the chiyuv bedika chal? If you said the chiyuv bedika was chal on Purim, you can't, it's too late to get out of it. If the chiyuv bedika was not chal, it was really chal on Thursday night. So if it's not yours Thursday night, when the chiyuv bedika is like, it's not yours, the chiyuv bedika is not chal. And it wasn't chal retroactively. So that's a mahalach that is now called, has a title already, Mechiras Yud Gimel, early Mechira. So all the people who are traveling away, the people going to their parents, people going to their kids, so in order to save them the work of doing, of cleaning the house up, we offer them the opportunity to sublease or sell their house, sublease their house on Thursday night. All right? Now, can that be done in a dorm room? Depends on the if that's where we blow, how they organize the the dorm room. Has less of a reason to do bedik, to get out of doing bedikah, because it's healthy bedikah doesn't take that much time. Now the Chassam Sofer took a further chumrah, though. He said, however, there's a new chiddush of the Chassam Sofer. He says there's a mitzvah to run to do bedikah. That's a chiddush. Normally we say bedikah is the tool that I use in order not to be irva yoyim matzeh. Chassam Sofer says no, there's a mitzvah to run to do bedikah. So you don't want to mess up, not do a mitzvah rabbanon. So Chassam Sofer says, if you'll be someplace Thursday night and you can do bedikah there, gevaldik. But let's say Thursday night you're going to be in transit. Let's say Thursday night you're not going to be able to do the bedikah. So then he says, then before you leave Wednesday, Tuesday night, do a bedikah without a bracha. But then you have to exclude some room from the lease of the goy, because there's no reason to do a bedikah on a goy's apartment. But that's it's interesting chiddush that there's a mitzvah to do a bedikah. That supports the whole approach that chometz is a negativity, a yetzer hara that one has to search out, that gives it halachic standing. Okay, so we'll continue with the show next week.